Animal Gab Radio. We've got talk with a tail. Welcome to Animal Gab Radio. I'm Aza Cody, artist, animal advocate, pet chef. This talk with a tail is The Healing Power of Animals, Stories of Comfort and Care. We've relied on dogs for thousands of years to be our companions and protection. Medical science has recently been discovering the many benefits that their presence have on human health and nature. These lovely stories by Rosetta Hurley and Susan Boak show just how responsive to our needs dogs are. I learned from my parents that dogs were just animals, not as important as people and thus expendable. I've evolved, over many years, into understanding that dogs are aware, sentient beings with intelligence and emotion. Late in my life, I've been graced with the companionship of a lovely little canine called Chuchi, a white chihuahua mix with plush fur like a bunny, a curly tail like a miniature sled dog, and beautiful, intelligent, dark eyes. He was given to my husband and I at a little over a year old. He soon won our hearts by his eagerness to play and his unique play bow that involves standing on his head to look at us between his legs. We were impressed with his adaptability and ease in fitting into our household. He also proved to be unusually calm and gentle enough to trust with tiny babies and fragile elderly people. Over the years, Chuchi's been a therapy dog at the care center where I work. It has been heartwarming to see the care center residents respond to his loving nature, and he has many grandmas and grandpas. He's calmly lain on the beds of the very ill, obligingly curled up on laps, entertained with tricks, and given the residents an opportunity to care for another being. I heard a resident in emotional distress and physical pain call out, "Bring me Chuchi." When I received a cancer diagnosis last year and went through an arduous treatment of chemotherapy, Chuchi was the main source of comfort for me and always ready to cuddle, always cheerful. When I returned home from major surgery, he was my constant and gentle companion. I had always known he was a special creature, but I came to realize that he was far more than a pet. He was part of my healing treatment, and I needed him. We don't think much about respecting animals, but the feeling I have towards him includes a healthy portion of it. He has an endless gift of love, and he's always generous. My experience with Chuchi has only affirmed my understanding that all animal beings are worthy of respect and to be uniquely appreciated are those domestic animals like dogs who have emotionally evolved with us.
15 years ago, I had a dog that was kind of a spaz. He was a black lab mix with something that made his legs really long. And so he kind of walked spazzy, and he just was, and his name was Spencer, and he was lovable, though. He was very lovable and always ready to go for a walk or play with the other dogs and stuff like that. Well, one day I had a friend over, and this friend was very sad, and we were sitting at the kitchen table, and she was saying how she was feeling isolated and lonely from away from people and just didn't have any real touch in her life. And I was about to reach out and touch her hands and her arm and give her some comfort. And Spencer came into the room and laid his head on her lap. And she just, she was almost in tears before that moment, but she really broke into tears at that moment and just felt so reassured by this animal who had felt her feelings and gave her something real and practical. And, you know, she, of course, put her hands down and was petting Spencer, and he just stayed there for the longest time and definitely made her feel better. And I will forever remember Spencer as a dog who felt feelings for people. So that's it.
There ain't no chain strong enough to hold me, ain't no breeze big enough to slow me, never have seen a river that's too wide. There ain't no jail tight enough to lock me, ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side.
While it's not surprising to hear of dogs attempting healing and rescue of humans, cats are much more independent of nature. So when one gives you attention, it's a compliment. There are many stories of cats appearing, as if by magic, to make things feel better. Healing strangers, as in these two stories by Sandy McDowell and Carol Folk.
When my mother passed away, I was hurting all over. My mother, my best friend, had left me behind, and I felt it so deeply. My parents' home was within walking distance of the sanctuary of our sorrowful mother in Portland, and I spent a lot of time there when I was young, walking the grounds. I always felt such peace. One afternoon before the funeral, I found myself walking through the sanctuary grounds and strolled into a lovely little chapel. I walked up to the small altar railing and knelt down. I began to cry. My head was bowed, so I didn't see the black and white cat that had jumped up on the railing until he started walking back and forth in front of me, caressing my neck and face as he did. The cat must have done that for 2 or 3 minutes until I suddenly realized I was feeling a peace I had never felt before. I was no longer crying, and I was thinking of childhood memories of Mom and Dad and what a great life they'd given me. Then I realized the cat was gone. I looked for it, but I never saw it again. The odd thing is, I don't really care for cats, but I never forgot that one.
You're listening to Animal Gab Radio.
After a night of gentle contractions, my husband and I drove 25 miles to the hospital where we planned to give birth to our first child. The nurse checked me in and said I was only dilated about 2 or 3 centimeters and it would be a long time before the baby would come, so we should go back home. We left the hospital and debated. Not really wanting to drive all the way back, my husband decided we could rent a motel room and wait there close to the hospital until it was time to return. We rented a ground floor room in a small, inexpensive motel. My husband watched TV, I labored on, knitted, read, took a long shower, and then curled up on the couch, just being with the contractions, which were definitely getting stronger. My husband opened the window behind the couch, as it was a lovely September day. There was no screen on it. After a bit, a cat came to the window, looked in, and slowly climbed down from the windowsill onto the couch back, and then down to me as I lay there. She curled right up against me, snuggled up between my chest and my big belly. surely feeling my contractions, and purred away as I gently stroked her. She was so sweet and seemed to be there to support me in this wonderful act of birthing, which connects all females. She lay there with me for hours until my contractions became quite strong and I felt it was time to go. I gave her one final pat and whispered my great appreciation for her wonderful, calming company. My husband put her out the window, and we headed to the car and welcomed our first daughter into the world barely an hour later. We have always told our daughter, now a mother of her own, that she has an animal totem, the cat. It shows her, and I and she were blessed for it.
Dogs, cats, even horses are best known for their acts of healing on humans. However, all sorts of animals have been documented trying to help, even wild ones. These touching examples are written by Elizabeth Menetry and Catherine Wellner.
The winter of 2015 was pretty rough. I lost two close friends and had to have hip surgery. That December, I had adopted Hugo, a blue-crowned conure. Hugo is not a cuddly bird. Try to pet him and he'll bite you. Leave the room and he will say, "Come back," in conure, which is a very loud, piercing screech. But he's a pleasure to watch. His cage is next to my bed. As I lay there recovering from my surgery, I would observe hours of grooming, playing with toys, bathing and eating. I am fascinated by birds, especially those in the parrot family, so Hugo entertained me, kept me company, and especially comforted me. I spent almost 4 weeks in bed, partly in a state of semi-shock from the overwhelming emotions I was feeling. Hugo was my therapy bird. He asked no questions, just demonstrated being in the moment, as well as any Zen Buddhist priest. I love animals. The ones that live with us as family members give us so very much in unconditional love, affection, and companionship. Hugo may be cranky, loud, and temperamental, but he gives me back the gifts of beauty, humor, and wonder.
You're listening to Animal Gab Radio.
Despair had become a frequent visitor during a time when I felt as if I'd waken in someone else's story. The details aren't important here, and I've come to view the whole era as a time of incredible growth. I'm even grateful for it now, as so many people are after experiencing something they would not have chosen. Sometimes we learn the most when pushed out of a comfortable nest and forced to fly. Flying came later. On the day that Black Boy saved me from doing something foolish, I was broken. Snow lay deep and unbroken across the fields. The temperature had sunk so far beneath the freezing mark that frostbite would quickly whiten any uncovered skin. Perfect conditions. I remembered from my Idaho childhood how quickly cold could settle into the bones, how seductive and soft a snowy bed could appear. I slipped out of the house on the pretense of one last check on the animals. In the dark barnyard, I sat down on a pile of hay and sobbed. The sky was thick with stars. Around me, sheep and cattle lay quietly. Knowing it wasn't feeding time, they ignored me. All but one. Black Boy, a Jacob Cross ram, walked over and lowered his great head, pressing it right into my heart. Gradually, I stopped crying and sat still. Despair flowed from me into his sturdy frame. Calm flowed from him into my heart. I've no idea how long we stayed there, but I do know it was long enough to give me the strength I needed to keep putting one foot in front of the other until I could resolve the issues that were troubling me.
black boy never stopped checking on me. If I was okay, he'd stand by me until I scratched his favorite places. If I wasn't, he'd stand beside me until I sat down and let him press his head into my heart. It always calmed me. That was years ago. Black boy has since died of old age. I will always remember that great head with the wide spiral horns pressing against my heart. I invited my old friend, Miss Lorraine Penny, to come and talk about the animals we live with. Well, welcome, Lorraine, and thank you very much for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I'm very glad you're here.
Well, so am I, considering that you drove me yourself.
All right. We're going to talk about a really couple of extraordinary things that have happened to you as far as animals are concerned.
Can you remind me what they are?
Well, you're going to talk first about Cody.
Oh, yes, Cody. Cody. Cody was a big lab, big black a giant lamb, and you know sometimes when you're an older person, you often become concerned about being around big dogs, but he was always the most gentleman and so considerate, and, you know, I'd get up in the middle of the night to go pee, and he just sat right beside me and put his head under my hand and just guide me like a seeing eye.
Yes, Cody was a wonderful guy.
He was indeed. And when he passed away...
It's been many years now, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been many years. But when he... I've forgotten now what I was going to tell about.
You were going to tell about the little sore.
Yes, yes. I had a little sore on my arm, and it just never did heal, no matter what everybody did to it. It was very concerning. And then one day, Cody come over, and he just started licking at it, and everybody was just like, don't let that dog put his lips all over that thing. It's dirty. But, you know, I said, just no mind to it. You know, I didn't care. And a few hours later, you noticed that there was just this tiny sort of skin over the top of it.
Yeah, I did. It was really quite amazing.
So he just kept coming over. Every now and again, several times a day, it seemed, he would come over and just lick that little thing for a few minutes. And, you know, if it didn't heal up.
And it didn't take very long either.
No, it just seemed like a few days.
Well, I think it was a little longer, maybe a week or so. But it did heal up, and it surprised everybody.
That's right, especially the doctor. But see, I believe that miracles happen constantly. We just fail to realize them.
Yes. So now let's talk about the cat.
Oh, the cat. I was deathly afraid of him. You know, cats have got them teeth like bone needles. And so I always slept with my eye open. And one day I was snoozing in the chaise when I come to and find that fellow right on my chestal area. And I thought, lands, he's going to scratch my eyes out. But, you know, surprisingly, he just gazed at me very calmly. Then he started kneading my liver. And, you know, he didn't have his claws out. He was just doing soft kneading like you do to, you know, big wad of bread dough. And I've had problems with my liver all my life. You know, it gets sometimes hard and gurgly and all this. I don't want to get into why it's like that. But anyway, just like, it's, you know, I get the biliousness on occasion. Where was I with this story? He was kneading your liver. Yes, that's right. Felt real good, so I just let him do it. And next thing you know, we both fell asleep together. And we have become tremendous friends. You know, we have so much in common. But every time I get to, he just seemed to know. Every time I have a little bit of liver issue, he comes right up. And he just commenced to be, you know, giving it love. Because that's what I think he's doing. He just gives it love and he heals it for me every time. Never fails. I would have to say that Kitty has really saved my... pick me up from my grief, and he is a remarkable animal. I will never see animals the same way as I did before. I had no kind of relationship with them at all. They are love incarnate, unconditional, and whatever it is they're giving out, it is a healing energy. Holy, in my opinion, joy and life. So, you know, bless their hearts. Just bless their hearts. That's what I would say. Love those babies up, because what they give is a true blessing and a gift. Well, thank you very much, Lorraine, for being here. I want to thank you for having me.
See you.
You've been listening to Animal Gab Radio, produced by Asa Cody. Thanks to all those who contributed stories for this show. For more healing animal tales, along with a playlist and real food recipes for your pets, check out our website. You can find links to that and our Facebook page under Programs and Podcasts at coastradio.org. Our next talk with a tale is Oceana, the amazing animals that live in the sea. Thanks for listening. Animal Gab Radio sends condolence, comfort, and courage to all who have lost loving companions and furry family members this year. Nothing can replace them. But it is helpful to remember that they are safe now, tucked in our heart pockets forever. Peace.
Still